All right, stand by, boys. Here we go. Holy jeez, Jars has looked back. He's smug, and I reckon he's got something in the cannon.
No, not at all.
No, you sure?
No, not at all. Looking forward to being back.
We're going
to
start the show then?
I beg your pardon?
We're going to start the show.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
What are you looking
at? You've got to get dressed. I beg your pardon?
Do you have to go
do
and
I
get dressed?
Do I have to get dressed,
yeah.
Do I?
What are you wearing?
No, never mind.
Are we all ready to go?
I'm ready.
Hey?
Always ready.
Numbers have dropped since I've been away.
Doubled, I think you'll find.
They've dropped up.
Not what I heard. What did you say then?
Dropped up.
They've dropped up, did they?
Well, right. I reckon he's got something up his sleeve.
Let's
he's
go.
Not here we go.
What time is it?
Game done. Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, known goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, family. Yes, I'm back. The big dog's back.
Big dog.
Back to the Rush Hour here on Triple M. We go global. We go all around the world, and I apologise for being away. I was on a trip. I was just about nearly joining the man upstairs to sit right alongside him. But as you can tell, this body is made of steel. It is a brutal, chiselled-up body that survived.
It's spinning.
I'm not spinning.
Didn't take long for a mistake.
I nearly died. But I want to say thank you to everyone out there that sent their well wishes and text messages, except for a couple of knuckleheads that I work with. I can't believe the lack of respect and care, family, when a teammate is down on his deathbed on a drip. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but you just get whacked from pillar to post, and this is my evidence.
Oh, here we go.
Nuriupa beat Williston by a point on the weekend. And, of course, who are Williston coached by?
Andrew Jarman.
And he's not here today.
He's
breaking
not
news.
Here.
He's sooked up. He is not here.
He guaranteed me that win, too, against Nuriupa. And he's reckoned the...
Well, he reckons he's got a little runny nose, so he's not here tonight. He's on fire.
I'm the patriarch of the family now. There's a new daddy in town for the family.
Elbow Gill, you just bloody watch yourself, son. I'll get you fired with James Patterson.
Full head of hair over here, Dave.
He's actually funny, too.
Nice complexion, too, Amos.
Yeah. He's starred.
Get a win at Williston, your dog. Now, I heard Jars on the phone to you about 10 minutes ago,
yes.
And it sounded like there was nothing wrong with him.
Well,
what's going on?
I was expecting a croaky voice, nothing. He wouldn't be able to even get up and press the button to answer the phone, to be honest. And I put him on loudspeaker. We're going into a meeting, and all he did is pot everyone, sounded fine, and he hung up on us. So I think it was when Maddie started talking to him about when he's going to come back. All we heard was beep, beep.
He always hangs up on the boss, though, so that's fine.
Nah, he's, he seems in good spirits. I don't know. Maybe he's taking the piss, bloke.
I think we've tracked down Jars, have we?
Oh,
well,
really?
Kind of.
G'day,
we've got
everyone.
His daughter,
oh, it's Riley.
How are you, Riles?
Riley. Yep.
The only Jarman you need, guys.
Well, that's right. Now, Riles, what the hell is going on with the old man?
Well, for starters, you may as well take his name out of the intro.
Oh, he's not coming back.
He's acting like he's on his last legs. Like, he is drama queen 101. I walked past, Riley, love, can you take this to the kitchen? And I said, Dad, you've got legs, use them. Like, seriously.
But that was before he was sick. What about now he's sick?
I don't even know where he is.
Can you check with Tony? Is Tony there?
I'll get him for you.
Thank you.
Tony on an air word.
Hello.
Tony, Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett here, mate.
Hello, boys. How are you?
We're fine.
Yeah.
But we've got real concerns of one Andrew Jarman. Now, has he been in the last few days? Because he hasn't turned up since last week in here in the studio.
Yeah, the Black Panther's been very quiet, hasn't he? Very quiet, the Panther. I don't know why he calls himself the Black Panther.
Yeah, why is that?
It's more like the pasty white dugong.
Ebo, Brad Ebo, filling in. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Mm. Yes.
Happily taking over Bernie's spots on Saturday mornings, and now I'm taking over Jars. So bad luck, Jars.
Don't worry. How do you think I got to where I am now?
That's right.
Wheezing my way in.
You'll be down training people down for the sacker, mate, next, so don't worry about that.
Now, of course, they've been filling in for Andrew Newton-Jarman,
who's I've sort
been
of forgotten missing that fact.
Oh, no.
Well, I've forgotten about him.
Well, my intel too, it's been our biggest rating week of the year as well, but
we haven't seen those numbers.
We won't go there.
Biggest ratings of all time, are they?
Yeah.
Because I've been gone for five or six days on the deathbed.
That is actually fact is now.
Bullshit.
I think they've doubled Jars.
Shut up, you. Shut up.
Actually, I've got the numbers here.
You've got the numbers here. Yes. What have you got?
So the week
plagiarised numbers, like Port Adelaide with the jumper.
The week before you left.
Right.
So these are with Jars.
These are legit numbers.
So about 1,200, 1,500, 1,900. Peaked at 1,900. That's so we'll good. Take that, okay?
Yes, yeah.
1,900
yeah.
in the day.
We'll take yeah. that win. Yeah.
The week that you left.
Right.
We started.
Eh.
Well, we started at 2,400.
Yeah.
Went to 3,100. Oh, and peaked at 4,000 yes, for man. The day on the yes. Thursday.
Yes,
just. Whoa. But that, Jazz, you know, I'm not going to celebrate that. Might have been a fluke. There might have been just more just people lucky. Tuning in that week because they had nothing else to do. I don't
Amos Gill, stay on stage and go overseas and live. All right? You're a lightweight. My daughter, Riley Jarman, rent's going up. You're grounded. Can't find a boyfriend. Get on Tinder. Oh! Tony from Cheeky Greek, I'm going to shut you down. All right? Cannot believe that you whacked the Black Panther.
You're going to be hungry if you shut him down.
Greg Brewitt, you're about as exciting as Brewitt. Doreen from Prisoner on the TV series. When she spoke, they all dozed off in the prison cell. And you, Clipper, you're the Clipper. Bernie Vince, the Clipper. Clipper here. Clip, clip, clip. Clip, 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 clip. Clip, clip.
What's wrong you're not
honestly,
well. You're still not well.
No, I'm not. Oh, no. You're the Dolly Parton of Australian buddy TV what? At the moment. Clip, clip, clip.
What, big?
Clip, clip, clip. And big. You, Hato, the
yes,
glitter
sir.
Of the mist.
Yes, sir.
You hide behind your desk with your little fangs hanging out waiting for a feed. You don't whack the CIC like that. You're going to the dark side. And our boss, Matty O'Reilly, who's looking like one of those Spice Girls dressed up, your days are done. Your days are done. And anyone else out there that had a whack at the old Big Papa Bear, I'm coming for you. Let's get on with the show.
It's the rush hour. Whack. Voicemail, Jay Clark, of what we learnt real soon.
4,000. Wow.
Shut up.
Maybe. I don't think you're quite right. Go again. We might get to 8,000.
Double again. It's the rush hour. Triple M's Rush Hour, a listener podcast exclusive behind the scenes when Jar's got a look at the so-called stats from our podcast numbers.
1,000 to 4,000.
And then what happened?
They can't have
doubled. That's the peak.
Can't have doubled, surely.
This is your show.
Hey?
This is
our
boys.
Show.
Yeah, but this is what you boys did.
Yeah, they can't have. They must be.
No, nah, right, what we did? Okay. When did I go off? Monday.
Well, see where
well,
it goes.
Well, it's just
like
gone straight
dip.
Up.
So that's the Saturday. That's the weekend. So they're not
counting. Last Saturday?
No, nah, they're the, yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. But that's good, though. They're tuning in.
I can literally hear his heart breaking.
He's like, no, not at all.
That's no, good.
It's build. We've been building.
He's like this. His face is like this. It's good. He just ate a lemon.
Tune into a lemon.
He ate a lemon.
Right, let's go, Hato.
Have a look at the crowd. The hill. Every single person in the stadium standing up. Right. Demons supporters alike. Insane.
12 seconds left. Ball 20 metres out from the Demon goal. Smothered off the boot of Doudé. McHenry goes through. Brayshaw tries to squeeze one. Pickett's down there. He's lurking around. Here's Seisman for Adelaide. Is that enough? It is. The Crows have burst the Demon bubble. Adelaide win here at the Oval.
Clock continues to tick. We're down to 3 seconds. Port, it'll keep them in business. This really hurts the Pies. Port Adelaide get it done by a point. Collingwood players sink to the ground. Kenny's pumped up. Port Adelaide keep their top four alive.
Oh, how good was the footy on the weekend?
Yep.
In turn, when I say that, Port Adelaide probably didn't play their best, but 1 point winners, you got to take that and move on. But how good were the Crows over Melbourne? Did anyone give him much opportunity of winning that game?
No.
I don't think the AFL world did at all. I thought it'd be close. I said it'd be a bit closer than what people thought, but didn't think they were going to do that. And how good the ice in the veins, Tex, late in the game.
Yeah.
That's what you grow up
Tex.
Dreaming of, don't you, as a kid? So, and until you put in that position, pressure does funny things to you, Judge. You can be the best kick in the world, But that little bit of pressure can do things to people sometimes. So for him to go back and kick that, it was big, really big.
That's
for
a big
the
win
state.
For the football club because it's their best win.
Well,
is that
Geelong
the best ever
well?
Win for the Adelaide Crows in 30-plus years? Is that a big statement?
No, it's a too big a statement.
Well, I just threw it out there.
Yeah, you did, and I answered it.
Well, I just
threw it back.
No, one of the numbers
I
are down.
I threw it back. Well, huh? Down is up now, is it?
I reckon that's going to really build the Crows for the second half of the year. What confidence and belief, chaps. That's what it's about, as you know, momentum.
And Melbourne.
Yes.
Normally when a top team like that loses, we're speaking off air, they play terrible. And, you know, and the other team being Adelaide play at their absolute best and they come down to their level. But I thought Melbourne played very well. I thought they were very good in the contest, very good over the ground. Their key players played really well.
Yeah.
But Adelaide were just better. And I think that's a really good sign
for
Adelaide going forward. I reckon they've... This rebuild they talk about, I reckon they take some real confidence out of the weekend and knowing that that's not going to take as long as what they possibly thought or the message coming from the Adelaide Footy Club. How good are the young kids as well?
Yeah, I reckon the win against Geelong at the start of the season, very important as well, you know, just to sort of set the stage, give the supporters something to think about. But that game on the weekend, Bernie, that was just a fantastic game. And, I mean, you talk about Texas' set shot for goal, but he kicked one about 5 minutes earlier. Earlier snap. From a snap, and then I thought, nah, that's still too far behind. But what you guys and what we've been asking for is like a real effort from, and that went missing for a couple of weeks, but I reckon it's back. And they just went at it all night, and even when they thought they were too far behind, they just kept going, kept going, kept going, and the crowd went off. It was brilliant to be at.
It's interesting you mentioned that Geelong game. Nixie apparently before the game mentioned the Geelong game and said we need to bring that.
That's
heat,
the blueprint,
and this is what you have to do against good teams.
Yeah.
And right from the start, well, Melbourne actually kicked away early, and normally Adelaide. If they win games like that, they like Geelong. They get off to a flyer, and then you know Geelong slowly. Nearly get back and they hold on, but they had to fight back against a good team that's an undefeated team, which is that's just a different position to be in. Geez, that must give those young kids some real belief now going forward. They can beat anyone if they can beat Geelong and Melbourne,
absolutely,
they can beat anyone, and it's a matter of attitude now, Jars.
So, I think Matty Nicks outcoached Simon Goodwin tactically.
Yep. How?
All right, took the game away from him.
Yeah, trying to retain the ball.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep, and sat on a couple of their key players and just kept possession of the football, played Adelaide Oval a lot better than Melbourne did. And look, Melbourne are a quality side, but Melbourne under pressure, I still got doubts.
Yeah.
When Melbourne are put under pressure, I've got doubts about the Melbourne Footy
Club. You can say that about any club. I think the Western Bulldogs are the best team in the competition by a little way. Then there's a group of probably three or four teams.
I thought Matty Nicks was outstanding in the coach's box.
He was very good. I still think Melbourne's key players were very good. Max Gorn, outstanding.
He's all strong.
He was unbelievable. Clayton Oliver probably played the best game
I've
seen for a long time
from
an individual. Taught him everything he knows.
So you take full credit.
Full credit.
Oh, you've been hanging around those knobs 90%, in Melbourne too long.
90% of the credit. Taught him
and
well
what about
touch.
You, chunk lips down there on the boundary line?
Beautiful.
Did you actually
it was
say anything on radio?
24 degrees.
Well,
I oiled myself up, got a bit of a tan.
Well, you do special.
Had a couple of beers.
Did you say anything?
I was just...
Got a tan.
What do you
I
say
I just
on
played
there?
My role.
Buddy Twilight game. You're not going to get much of a tan. It was half of it at night, you dingbat.
I better be very careful who's called in this week on the voicemail.
Okay.
Well, it is Monday, and you haven't been
here for a week.
So, and a lot of calls that come in are for you. So
true, they are.
We didn't listen this week. So there might be a few people trying to find you, Jas.
Well, what are you nodding your head
normally
for?
Normally from
there,
the police, and
the police.
And you are wearing a suit. Have you come from court?
Yeah,
a funeral, wedding.
I beg your
pardon. Are you on the run? Are you in disguise? Because this isn't you.
I'm in disguise. Am I?
Did you do anything on the weekend? Is there a tribunal tonight?
Not at all.
Let's listen.
You have 14 new messages.
14?
G'day, boys. Darren from SA Private Investigations. Look, we've updated our search for Jarman, and we've pulled out all the stops. We've put out discount paint signs at Bunnings. We've faked a free footy legends invite down at Westlakes and offered free coffees and food for comments at Cocolard Henley. And, well, we're pretty sure this one will bring him in, boys.
Oh, g'day, Matty Nicks here. Won by a single point. You f***ing beauty.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Ken here. Won by a single point. You're not f***ing good enough.
Hello, it's Yada, head of the Triple M call team at the glorious Adelaide Oval. Let's have a look at the team, shall we? We've got a Nike store owned by 134 games for the Adelaide Crows, Rhett Biglands. Blewett gets free passes to any cricket game in the country. Rue owns a pub, and what freebies do I get for carrying the big home games? A f***ing warm Mount Franklin and a leftover piece of shit that no one wanted from the Rock Patrol. You're taking the piss.
Trev from Cooyonga here, Blue. Just had a look at your invoice for the lunch you did the other day, mate. And, well, look, normally $5,000 isn't out of the question, but this lunch was a fundraiser, mate. Didn't you see the kids down the front? We'll have to pass on that one. Sorry, bud.
G'day, boys. It's Tex.
Tex?
Had a good win over the D's on Saturday night, so thought I'd do some gardening to relax today. Dickhead at Bunnings said Roundup is good for weeds. It's not, it kills them. Hello, Andrew, it's Dr. Jamackley from Henley Medical. We can't actually write a sick leave for an entire week unless we actually know you are sick, so please make an appointment if you can. Andrew Charman, Dr. Tremaine from Seaford Medical. We don't write medical certificates, not even for, quote, living SA legends. Apologies. Jar, it's Ken. Why did you take my medical certificate off the nightstand and I can't find my liquid paper anywhere? Boys, Spato, your boss. Wow. Look, we've activated the Charman protocol for when he decides to take another week off with no notice. And next to you two, people won't even notice the difference. So we're going to put a potato in his chair. Good call. Oh, Gits here from Triple M's ruined it for breakfast. Look, I'm a Port fan. That has nothing to do with this. I'm not biased. But the AFL should overturn any goal in the last 2 minutes of a game at Adelaide Oval if kicked by Tex Walker and get rubbed out for 2 weeks. Look, I'm not biased. Oh, g'day. Todd from Adelaide Marine Mechanics here, mate. Bern, found a rattle in your boat, mate. It took us a while because we only looked at it last week and it was fine. But under the bow, we found 143 beer bottle caps. And we also found two from some raspberry vodka cruisers. I thought I heard you say on the radio Biglands wasn't allowed on the deck. But anyway, mate, ready to pick up. G'day, boys. It's Purple. Got a bit of news. The perpetual juxtaposition of AFL-dominant superintendents has developed some engrossing certitude facilitating courts forbidding counter-prohibition of the prison bars. Now, the AFL has unequivocally counter-asserted that Koshy can take his proverbial phallic tendoned member and proceed post-haste impel to said member into his own rectum. Yeah, Bern. Yeah, Nicker from the Stansbury pub. Yeah. Look, I'm in the shit. Look, all I did was had a look in the piggy bank and, the cops said we don't appreciate you calling our station that. Your dad might have to just pour his own this weekend. Yeah. Hello, boys. Bluey the legend, Bernard. I hope Jars is back this week. Otherwise, the rush hour will be like a bottle of skim milk. 98% fat-free! He's back!
There are no more messages.
Jeez. Oh, 14. So you're a lot of doctors. So how many
Dr.
medical
Dr. Jeff Verrill's my doctor.
Yeah, well, and he will give you one.
He treated me, Shane.
Yeah, but what about all the other medical? No. And then you stole KG certificate.
That did not. KG. And his car park.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Hey, good friend of ours. Good to have him back on the Rush Hour this week. Now, Jay, the MRO, what a farcical. Yeah. Mate, the tribunal's going to be very, very busy this week. Oh.
I'm normally a big fan of Michael Christian and the MRO's work, but yeah. I reckon they could be 0-3 at the tribunal on tomorrow night. So Nick Holm, when the Gold Coast defender comes behind, chase down tackle on Mitch Duncan, to me, he had no intention to smash his head in the ground. That was just a well-executed tackle from behind. Plowman on O'Meara, eyes on the ball, just collided at the same time. I think he was trying to spoil. Like, I can't see how he had intention to wipe out O'Meara either. And Marlon Pickett gets Stasevich from Brisbane. You can see it clearly on the replay. He gets him on the upper arm and the shoulder first.
Yeah.
And I think because the players, like Bernie used to do, put so much oil on their arms.
Yeah.
It sort of slides up. So, look, it wouldn't shock me if all three players get off tomorrow night. Now, on one hand, I think that's embarrassing for the AFL and the MRO. But on the other hand, I sort of also see a little bit of the point of the MRO just citing these head-ho hits because they feel compelled and they want to highlight them and they want to, you know, when players do cop the high bumps, they want to put it up in lights to try and sort of discourage it and tell the whole community that they're onto it. So part of it may be just the messaging around it. But I think all clubs have got a really really strong case on this front. So certainly got to be an interesting, and I reckon it could be a hat-trick of appeal victories.
All right, let's see. Any news today on Adam Treloar, who had that lower leg injury with his scans?
Yeah, surgery and out for 2 months. So that's a bit of a blow. 6 to 8 weeks, another case of the syndesmosis, Bluey. He'll be back around about round 18, so that's a month before finals. They've got the depth to cover him, clearly. I mean, he's been outstanding since he's arrived at the kennel in controversial circumstances. You know, Bontempelli, McRae, Lebba, they're all firing. Expect Lockie Hunter to come in to play a bigger on-ball role to help cover the Treloar void a little bit, but I don't think Luke Beveridge would be too disappointed because he's got so many troops through that midfield. They're firing on all cylinders, aren't they?
Hey, Jay-Z, the Collingwood board, now that's all at sea. What's happening there? What's the update? When's this going to be sorted?
Debacle. Well, David Hatley is the man who's collecting the signatures. He needed about 650 signatures to trigger an EGM, which does not sound like a lot.
No.
In hindsight, but I've spoken to him today. He's already got more than double that online and around the MCG concourse yesterday. They're going to keep it open until next week. They take on Geelong. Then they're going to try and have another meeting with Mark Corder where, Bernie, they'll ask the president of the Collingwood Football Club to step aside. And then that creates an opportunity, clearly, for influential lawyer Jeff Brown. Mark Corder said yesterday that, hold off, wait till the end of the year. We're going to right this ship. You know, this is a very messy option that a group of fans are trying to pursue. But as I see it right now, this is a full-on boardroom brawl. And I, at the moment, unless Mark Corder somehow appeases the crew by stepping aside himself, I think, you know, he's going to go down in a fight. And this is embarrassing and messy for, you know, the biggest football club in the land. It's an extraordinary set of circumstances.
Hey, Jay-Z, I've got to ask you about St Kilda. They were putrid on the weekend. What's going to be the fallout there?
Yeah, going to be some selection changes, Bluey. And Dan Butler is one player who is in the gun. He hardly touched it in the weekend in the 111-point loss to the Bulldogs. Brad Hill is another. Nick Caulfield, who's been in and out of the team. That midfield is a bit one-dimensional. And now there's criticism and question marks over the club's whole recruiting strategy. So we know over the past 3 years they've spent big on recycled players and they got some pop out of that, didn't they? Made finals, beat the Bulldogs in the elimination final last year. But was that the right way to go about it? Is it a sustainable? Did they get enough young quality in, or was it just the stopgap? That's where that discussion is going to go this week. But I think we're all looking at Brett Ratten to make a really big statement at the selection table this week. And I think a couple of big names are on the chopping block.
Hey, Jay, a little bit of concern around Jack Watts not turning up today to a court appearance. Have you heard much about that? You've done a bit of work with him.
Ben, we do a TV show with Jack every Wednesday.
You're turning up to
Fox
that?
Footy. The Adelaide police can't find him. I can take a selfie with him every Wednesday. I don't know exactly where he is. He sits next to me.
Yeah,
we put a TV show on our website every Wednesday.
How
do they not know where he is?
I watch it.
Maybe it's not a good sign that maybe not a lot of people are watching it.
There's a bit of feedback for you.
Literally, he is on a TV show with us every week.
And
I cannot wait to talk to him on Wednesday. I'm going to come in the police uniform.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, what's the I'm going to ask for his details and find out what's going on. I think it's more of an administrative thing. He's a laid-back character.
Yeah, I think he's forgotten his...
He's never been great with the diary, was he? Hey, he's doing citizen's arrest. That'd be good. Then you have people listening and watching in. I couldn't help but listen to the Melbourne DSL on the weekend. And you just had a very interesting question for our boy Charlie Dixon about... Well, Ken Hinckley's little habit.
Hey, Charlie, you're worried about your coach's coke addiction.
Now, I'd love to add my time back because I would say Coca-Cola addiction.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you confused us.
He absolutely piles into the Coca-Cola throughout the game. So much so that he struggles to sleep, the great man Ken Hinckley. And I love camper down Ken, but it keeps him up at night. I've told him to wind back, but you're right. In that interview with Charlie Dixon, I did ask him about his coach's coke addiction, and it is quite surprising that I'm still on radio.
Oh, I was surprised that you were on today, mate. We thought that was it. We thought Saturday afternoon might have been it for you.
We thought you were doing a Jack Watts.
It's been good working with you boys. I've enjoyed it, but I'll next see you on a building site, I reckon.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Ken Hinckley here. How are you, J-Club? Mate, you do that again, I'll write your name under Eddie f***ing Maguire. You understand me, mate?
See you, mate. Good stuff.
Thanks, Jake.
See you, boys. See you, mate.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these three. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. This is what they learned.
All right, chaps, we've had a good weekend. Obviously, we've seen a fair bit of football and me being obviously on a drip and in a hub just to make sure that everyone's safe. So what did we see on the weekend that pricked our ears?
Well, on the weekend, I learned, and we sort of knew this a little bit, but it was confirmed on the weekend. The Western Bulldogs are clearly the best side in the comp. And I think after that, it's daylight, a bit of daylight, and then the Brisbane Lions, and then a fair bit more daylight.
It's a lot of daylight.
Yeah, I know. But I think Western Bulldogs and Brisbane sit, very clear of the next group. Melbourne, Geelong, Port.
Right.
And I'm keeping Richmond in that group,
in that day
even though
group.
They're ninth.
Yeah.
I still think they can... They need to get things right in the second half, don't get me wrong. But I just think the Western Bulldogs and Brisbane, if there's a grand final, they'd play in it tomorrow and the Bulldogs win. Hey, Clayton Oliver, the best game I've seen an individual play for... Well, I can't remember the last one that I've seen like that. That was outstanding, Jazz. It's the fourth best game ever recorded in terms of champion data player rankings. And that's fourth behind Lance Franklin kicking 13 goals, Mark Lecrae kicking his 12 that day, and Stevie J when Geelong beat Melbourne by 186 points when he kicked 7 and gave 12 off and had an unbelievable game. Right. But that's just how... how good he played on the weekend and how high we should hold that in regard. We're just lucky to be able to see that. And I learned something else, Juz.
Yes, Ben.
There's a little rumour going around this office.
Yes, Ben.
That a certain member of, I'm just going to say this office.
Yes, Ben.
Could be on a certain TV show that airs on a Thursday night.
Does anyone want to put their hand up?
What are you going? What are you doing, Greg?
What are you talking about?
Well, is it you?
On a Thursday night.
Mm.
So what, the front bar?
Good call.
Maybe.
Front bar, maybe. Has anyone been asked to go on there? Hey, no.
Not me, no.
Yeah, not me.
Jazz Bluey? Has been a bit quiet here.
Did I learn that? Or did I make that up?
When's
is that why you're wearing your suit? You've got a meeting. You've got a Zoom meeting after this with the front bar. Have you?
This week.
No.
When?
No.
Next week.
No. Let me finish.
How are you going to finish?
What did you say then?
We haven't started. So
I received a phone call to express any interest with my brother to go on the front bar.
Right. And you're not doing it.
Well, I haven't. I got a.
It's a high rating show, mate. That's
And so is this.
Oh, I heard what happened though. You know, he said it was him and his brother.
Yeah.
Jar said, "Yeah, I'm in." They said, "Well, Darren said no, so you're out."
No!
I've been suspended, so I'll see you around.
Nothing's changed.
I can't wait.
So anyway, what have you got, cricket lips?
Well, I watched a lot of golf on the weekend, and I watched a lot this morning.
Yeah, you did.
And
you look tired.
I'm very tired.
You got baggy eyes.
You've got a little text message from Jeff Errol here.
There we go.
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hang on, let's just this have
is,
a look.
This
let's
is live
have a
radio.
Little look here. Anyway,
you watched.
I'll read it.
And there was a very good lesson for all of us because Phil Mickelson won at the age of 50.
Great performance.
He beat all the top golfers in the world at the age of 50.
Yep.
So even Brooks Koepka 50. In the second last hole, whatever, who's one of the longest hitters in golf, he bombed him on the second last hole. So at the age of 50, if we look after ourselves, sacrifice a little bit here and there, do all the right things, just stay a little bit healthier.
I like it.
Then age is just a number.
Nah,
all right?
Well said.
The other thing too is what's going on with your game of bloody AFL football?
Well, what's wrong
with
it?
That tackle, Nick Holman from the Gold Coast, tackle on Mitch Duncan, chased him down from behind.
He did.
Got awarded the holding the ball decision, and then he got rubbed out for 2 weeks.
Disgrace.
That stuff's just going to happen in footy.
I think it's time for is it Michael Christensen?
Yeah, Chris.
He's making some blues. That was a great
rundown
tackle.
He was left concussed, though. Mitch Duncan was left concussion.
It's a rundown tackle from behind. Sometimes he's going to have accidents.
He hit his head in the turf with the tackle boom.
I'll take that to the tribunal, the court, the High Court, the Supreme Court. What's the top one?
The High Court. The Suns need to challenge
with that one.
The Suns need to challenge it, Greg.
Oh, of course they do.
They need to challenge that.
Absolute outrage going on social media. So,
well
said, mate.
Well said. Well said. I actually haven't got any.
he's peddling because he's repeating himself.
No, I actually forgot this segment, so I've got nothing.
Well,
I think that's a wrap, gentlemen, of what we learned.
So it's a package deal or it's not on front
learned
bar?
Is when the big dog's not here, things don't go to plan and the numbers go.
Stop spinning.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jars.
You've got mail.
Mailbag.
Now, gentlemen, obviously been away last week. The phone had been busy. Obviously, a lot of well wishes just to make sure that I was okay.
Was there?
I beg your pardon?
There was?
Who was mainly? The response has been enormous.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And,
awesome.
And I appreciate every lovely message. I didn't receive much from a few individuals around this
establishment.
Who are they? Name them. Rude dits who care about themselves. Hato doesn't give a stuff unless I get him cheeky Greek.
That's true.
Bluey gave nothing. Catherine, thank you, Catherine, for your lovely text messages.
Oh, well, that's Catherine. Another issue. Jars has been texting Catherine.
This is not good.
No, it's not good.
He started that with Abby.
Until
she blocked him.
No, she didn't. don't say that. I love Abs.
Now, take that back because I did check on you a couple of times.
Did he?
Yeah, apologise, Greg.
Right.
Well, can you read it out?
Hang on. Well, let me get the mail out first. There's good mail about Port Adelaide, right?
Right.
Heard a whisper that Port Adelaide Football Club will take over the Thunderbirds netball side. When their AFLW Port Adelaide go into the competition in 2022.
Oh, I like it.
So Collingwood have done the same
Collingwood,
thing.
Collingwood, yep.
Is there any
Melbourne.
Other football teams?
What do you think, chaps?
I don't think so. Just Collingwood.
What do you think? This is the whisper I'm hearing coming out of Port Adelaide.
So repeat that with the women's footy. So that's going to time it so they take the netball team, women's footy, in the same
in 2022,
license.
Yeah, yes. Right. This is what the intel I received.
And what will they be called? The Port Adelaide Thunderbirds?
Well, I would imagine, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that unfair because Adelaide don't have a team? Or does that become you have to barrack for Port to barrack for that netball team? Does it segregate them a bit?
Maybe Port Adelaide, you know, look, the Thunderbirds have been struggling this year as you know, in the national competition. So Port Adelaide obviously want to tap into the female market. And they're a great brand, the Thunderbirds. Mm. So I think it'd be a good result for Port Adelaide if they can achieve that. So, and with their new multi-million dollar facility going to be built down there. They all go in. Yes.
Righto.
So that's the whisper coming out of Alberton.
That is the mail. You can text us anytime you like, 0488851047. All thanks to Automasters. Christian in Norlunga's got a good one. Mm. 1 point win on the weekend to both SA AFL teams. Two very different reactions by the coaches. How much of a team's performance should be based on the teams they play and how much should be based on general week-to-week ability?
I think it's all about how they performed. And Port Adelaide played below par on
the
weekend.
Well, their first three quarters were rubbish,
weren't terrible. And their start was terrible. Collingwood kicked the first four goals in a low-scoring game, which they were very lucky to get back in that. Yep. But I was saying to you guys earlier, that's a game where you're going to have games like that. You're going to be brought down to the standard of lower teams. you've just got to take your 4 points and go, geez, we got away with one there, move on and just get prepared for this weekend. Sort of half, almost park that. Don't even, unless there's something obvious in the review that, you know, shone out. There's nothing stood out to me. No. It just looked like just a low quality game to me. And they got dragged down to Collingwood standards, which can happen. Grab your 4 points, move on.
That's it.
That's it.
I think those reactions tells you a bit about the expectation going into each game as well. The Crows, no one would have tipped the Crows to beat Melbourne. Nah. So, you know, when they did, came from behind, you know, they was, it was just pure elation. And then I think for Port, a little bit of relief. That
Port
they got
Adelaide is sitting fifth, 7-3.
Yeah.
They've got Lysette, Dersma, Butters, Cleary and Fantasia out. Five quality players that walk straight into your A-grade side. The Adelaide Crows are 4-6. 4-6, sitting 13th, one game out of the eight. Fantastic.
Ooh, yeah,
you know, fantastic. That
both teams probably would have taken that at the start of the year.
Can the Crows sneak into the top eight?
Mm. I don't think so. Whoa. But if they can beat Geelong and Melbourne, why not?
I'm with Boone.
But I think, Jazz, the thing with the Crows is their best and worst is there's a big gap.
I agree.
And that's what, young teams. And that's why the good teams, when they play poorly, like Port Adelaide, they play poorly, they still win. They find a way. So, yeah, I don't think they'll make the finals, but I'm excited about this signs. Rebuild isn't going to be as long as what we potentially thought
it was. I like it, Burn.
Thanks, Christian. In Norlunga, send a message through to the boys on the text. 0488 51047.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's lengthy.
Did you do him last week?
Oh, he's very good last week.
He raised the bar last week. Have you missed these, Charles?
No, not at all.
Did you listen to the show last week?
Yes, he does.
Oh, he listened. Because how come when you go, no, I didn't listen at all, and then he comes when we're talking about something else, oh, yeah, what about when Amos Gill said this? What about when Ebo said that?
No. But I'm looking forward to this one, buddy.
24th of May.
Right.
Today. World Schizophrenia Day today, boys. Right.
So it was Mary's birthday yesterday, too.
Well, if we had a show yesterday, I would have mentioned it.
Way to support
Happy birthday, Maz. Yeah. Mm. You're trying to, again, cut into my little bit. I'll get into the birthdays in a minute. Hey, on this day.
You said that.
No, I didn't. I said it's World Schizophrenia Day, you dingbat.
I noticed the two chunkheads didn't last all week. Bloody Bradley Ebert and old me, Amos Dill. I noticed they didn't last long. Gil.
Well, I had to sort of move.
They couldn't cope with you two knuckleheads. I've been suspended, so I'll see you around.
He's butting in again.
Shut up, Jar.
Righto, apologies.
I didn't even have to tell anyone to shut up when you weren't in.
What do you got, buddy?
Couple of big birthdays today. In 1819, Queen Victoria.
Hey!
The original Jars. Going back a
you
bit.
You love the Royals,
Jars. How old would she be, Jars, if she was still alive?
She's, 92? No, she's 95.
1819.
Yeah, she's 95.
That's Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, sorry. How old was she?
Oh, God.
I'm not good with numbers.
Is he serious?
I am serious.
No, but what about names?
You said Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth II is the monarch now.
1819.
Anyway, we'll move on. 1941, the great Bob Dylan.
Legend.
He's a legend.
Sing it, Jarvis.
You don't slap the desk.
Oh, sorry. Huh. Way to bring it back down again.
Don't have a good time, mate.
1945, Priscilla Presley.
Elvis's wife.
That's it.
She was in some of my favourite movies, Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
Shot old Frankie Drebin.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, Frankie.
That was your
favourite part.
Elvis met her when she was 14 years old. Did you know that?
Yeah,
in Germany.
How old
was Elvis?
Is that a fact?
He was young,
20s. Considering you can't remember what I just said and all those things with numbers and that, I don't believe you at all.
Right.
Hey, 1956, on this day, the first ever Eurovision Song Contest was held. Oh, don't hit the desk.
No, that's just Bluey's phone going off, mate. Do you want to put it on silent when you're in here?
And obviously, we all know it's a major song contest in Europe. So one of the world's longest ever running TV programs.
Who's winning at the moment? Who won it this year?
Italy won it this year.
Italy did they? Has Australia ever won it?
Australia's never won it. Australia bowed out in the semi-finals this year, and the UK scored 0 points in their performance.
Australia's won
zero? One. Australia hasn't won one.
No, they've got close, I think.
No, I'm telling
another
you.
Fact,
wait, I'm going to have a look.
Another fact if I'm right. That isn't correct. And now all facts in this patch are correct. Okay? Right. This one's for you, Jazz.
Yes,
Ben. It involves Scotland. Do you know Scotland was one of the few countries able to hold off being conquered by the Romans in the first century AD?
Yes.
They had the balls, Jars.
Tough bastards, weren't they,
to hold them off.
We are.
So you're obviously not from Scotland.
No. Yes, I am.
Well, you went down. Well, you had a runny nose last week.
Yeah, but I had a McGregor
virus.
Oh, you
were real tough. You would have held the Romans off. Jeez. You went missing for a week when you had a sniffle.
He would have had his white tissue up. I'm done.
Oh, so I'm scared. Take Maz. Take Maz. Leave me.
And Riley.
And just having a look right now, the highest Australia has ever gotten in Eurovision was in 2016, and we came second. That was Kate Miller-Heidke. So no surprise, Jazz's mail was so hard.
Any incorrect facts, just piss them off. I'll tell you right now, they'll win the Australian Open, men's and women.
Just piss your shit facts off.
Don't
wait. These are correct.
My Scottish heritage.
I reckon that's it for you now because you've... what were you going to say? Well, I was going to say something that they would have had to beep and I wasn't happy with it.
Right. Good fact.
Another little one.
He's still going.
We're going to get going. We've got to go to doctors.
If you're near the fridge, you pick up your certificate that you never got.
Yeah.
If you're near the fridge at home right now,
yes,
go and heat the magnet up and see if it still sticks to the fridge. Because I guarantee you it won't. Heat gets rid of magnetism.
That's true.
Go and do it, Jazz. How did you know that?
I was watching one of those science shows on Foxtel, one of those National Geographic ones, and they do little things, so it's true.
It's not bad.
You're going to go try that?
Yeah, I will. I'll go and try it.
Oh, sorry, guys. The SES chopper's here to pick up Jazz to take him over to the hospital.
Get down, Jazz. Get down. It's
get to the chopper.
See you tomorrow, lads.
Welcome back, Jazz.
Love you all.